USA Radio News with John Hunt.
A New York judge has rejected a request for a new trial by the Mexican drug lord known as El Chapo. U.S. District Judge Brian Cogan said in a written ruling that a mountain range of evidence introduced against Joaquin Guzman overcame his claims that the jury was tainted. Cogan said any rational average juror would have convicted El Chapo based on an overwhelming amount of evidence at the trial that ended in February. Guzman was convicted of murder conspiracy and drug trafficking charges. Another sluggish report on U.S. job creation is released, and USA's Chris Barnes has the story.
Private payroll service ADP claims in its monthly report that the U.S. economy created only about 102,000 new private payroll jobs in June, well below analysts' forecasts. That's after its May report said there was growth of only about 41,000 jobs.
Take us with you on your mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com.
Oh my God, we need to talk about something. Constipation, abdominal pain, and bloating. You tell yourself, it's not that bad. You take laxatives and modify your diet and exercise routine, but thinking about it all the time is frustrating. This doesn't have to define you. If your constipation comes back again and again and you don't know why, then it may be time to seek help. Go to ohmygut.info where you can learn more about your symptoms and get to know your gut. That's ohmygut.info. ohmygut.info.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now, that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere at retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
Las Vegas police have now confirmed that the department fired a veteran officer who froze in the hallway of a Las Vegas Strip hotel during the 2017 mass shooting as a gunman on the floor above opened fire on a country music festival. Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department spokesman Officer Larry Hadfield confirmed that Officer Cordell Hedricks was fired on March 20th. Hadfield did not offer additional details or answer questions regarding an internal review of the actions of Hedricks and other officers during that evening. Police Union President Steve Gramas told the Associated Press in an email that Hedricks had been fired because of his actions during that mass shooting. Hedricks acknowledged in a police report that he was terrified with fear as the gunman above killed 58 people in the deadliest mass shooting in modern U.S. history. He wrote in the report, quote, "I froze right there in the middle of the hall for how long I can't say." Police body camera video released by the department shows Hedricks in the stairwell for at least 15 minutes when the video clip ends. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The District of Columbia says it expects the federal government to pay for any damage to roads caused by military tanks and other heavy vehicles brought to the city for President Donald Trump's 4th of July event. Kevin Donahue, the city's mayor for public safety, told the Associated Press that civil engineers will assess the roads and bridges after the holiday to determine if there's been any damage. Donahue said the city has little choice but to accept the tanks and other heavy equipment despite objections to Trump's plan by the city council. Trump's planned addition to the usual 4th of July festivities include displays of military hardware, flyovers by military aircraft, a Trump speech at the Lincoln Memorial, and a 45-minute fireworks show. Iran's president is issuing a new ultimatum over the country's nuclear program. USA's Chris Barnes report.
Iran's President Rouhani saying on Wednesday that Iran will, in his words, take the next step towards increasing its enrichment of uranium as soon as this Sunday, unless European nations are able to find a way to offset the impact of U.S. sanctions on Iran's economy. Earlier this week, the U.N.'s nuclear watchdog confirmed that Iran had passed its limit on low-enrichment uranium set by the 2015 nuclear deal that it made with world powers. And in a cabinet meeting in Tehran on Wednesday, Rouhani warned because of the faltering nuclear deal that the U.S. pulled out of, Iran's entitled to increase its enrichment of uranium to, quote, any amount we want.
Take us with you on your mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.